News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. On Monday, today is Columbus Day, Indigenous Peoples Day. All it means to me is that everything's closed. Everything's closed today, and that means it's gorgeous outside. You got to get outside and do something fun for yourself, something special for you and your family or your dog or your pets, whatever it may be. But before you do that, I've got a special guest in the studio this morning with me to talk about ADX Digital Marketing. Brian Prowitz is here.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Meg. Hi, how are you?
I'm so glad to have you on the show, and I'm excited that you're here because you are a new addition to the team here at our radio stations. Yeah. So I thought it might be fun to just start off and talk about you and where you're from, because you're not from here, are you?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
Well, we recently moved here from Roseburg, Oregon.
Okay, where is that?
2,818 miles that way.
Wow.
That is in southern Oregon, mm-hmm. right on I-5, about 2.5 hours south of Portland, hour and a half from the Pacific coast.
I don't know.
And see, 2 hours from Crater Lake.
I consider myself to be well-traveled, but I have to confess, I've never been to that part of the country.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't been.
What's it like? What's the weather like?
You get all four seasons.
Yeah? Is it really cold right now or no?
No. Well, the overnight lows now are probably getting into the lower 50s.
Okay.
It's probably 65 there today.
Okay, that's a lot cooler. You know, that's cold for us.
although the summers do get, you know, by Halloween, mm-hmm. you know, it's still warm days, cool nights.
Right.
Like, you're like crispy nights.
Okay.
Which is what you'd want around Halloween.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. That's true.
So, but very remote, mm-hmm. very timber dependent.
Mm-hmm.
Some people refer to that area as the state of Jefferson.
Oh.
Which almost seceded from the Union right before World War II.
Oh, wow.
You might not know that.
I don't know that.
Roseburg to like Redding, California. So very remote, very mountainous.
Huh.
Very resilient, very independent.
Yeah.
And a place that my wife and I and our kids lived for a long, long time. And we moved here about 4 months ago.
So what brought you here?
My oldest daughter is a medical student who graduated from medical school in May.
Mm-hmm.
Her residency brought her to HCA West Florida.
Okay.
And she and her husband had our first grandson on February 25th of this year. So he's almost 7.5 months old. Thank you very much. I go by Poppy.
Poppy.
Which I love. And they were relocating, and my wife said, we have to go with them.
Oh,
so
gosh.
After 23 years in that location of the country, we've never lived outside of the Northwest.
No kidding.
And here we are on this incredible adventure. We bought the place next door to our kids.
Wow. That is awesome.
And I came down here to the radio station one day because I'm a radio guy,
mm-hmm.
and talked to Kevin King and then to Jeff Wayne. And
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden I was working here.
They snatched you up.
That was almost exactly 6 weeks ago.
I know. So great. So welcome to the team. We got a great group organization here.
Yes, you do.
And I found out that his wife is an actress and director.
Yes,
so we're going to get her cooked up to our Pensacola Little Theater community,
yep.
and then the theater community here.
We saw Jekyll and Hyde.
Yes, it was so good.
We went and saw Gavin and the crew.
It was so good.
It was good.
So it's great that you're here. And I had moved here from New York City about 20 years ago. And my intent was to help take care of my parents. And I said, I'm just going to do it for a few months. Well, 20 years later, I love it here.
Yeah.
You're going to love it here.
It's beautiful.
The people are great. The weather's great. There's art. There's culture. There's sport. There's a little bit of everything
yeah,
here.
There is no limit to the number of things that are going on.
Yeah.
And we've been down to the farmer's market, and
mm-hmm.
we've made it to a couple of Wahoo games.
Yeah.
And, we've been around and just really enjoyed every aspect.
There's a lot.
Went down and had brunch on Sunday morning to celebrate my wife's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Down on the water, mm-hmm. and it just, everywhere you go, there's just something popping all the time.
That's
and
true.
I totally understand why people come here maybe for the Navy and then
mm-hmm.
retire and come back and
Absolutely.
Live here.
Yes.
And another thing I'm learning is that, although I keep referring to myself as the new guy,
mm-hmm.
there are always new people moving in here.
That's like, true.
And
it's very transient.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to feel like, I mean, I understand the locals really are proud to be local. I get it,
mm-hmm.
especially on Blue Angel Day
in the
summertime.
Yes,
but
of course.
I understand that local thing, but for sure. But we feel welcomed and loved already, And meeting new people is really fun because they also have their story about how they came here. And right. Everybody has a story.
That's right.
And then you meet the person that's been here sixth generation person.
I love it. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you. Speaking of the Navy, happy birthday once again. Our 250th anniversary of the U.S. Navy is today. So just happy birthday. But let's get down to business now. And while you're here as one of our marketing consultants, you're here to talk about ADX Digital. And you said something to me that I thought was interesting, that when you used to do digital marketing.
Yeah. Part of my background after 25 years in radio was owning my own marketing firm. And when I had that firm for about 9 years, a lot of what I thought I'd be doing would just be representing companies as their agency, like buying radio, for instance, and TV and billboards and print and all that. And what ended up happening is we got into digital marketing very quickly. Mm-hmm. And it started, we were managing Facebook and Instagram accounts kind of a thing.
Right.
But what it turned into was lots of advertising around digital products like display ads on cell phones and across wired devices, got into connected television quite a bit. And so I bring that experience to the table here. And what has hit me is the depth of the menu here at ADX Digital is spectacular.
Wow.
Like this is, I know the people listening can't see, but we have this like one sheet, right? And it's mm-hmm. got all the different products on it. There are 16 on this page.
Wow.
16 different ways we can use digital marketing to move the needle for your client, for
okay.
you, for your company.
So what are some of the ones that stand out to you?
Yeah, well, social mirror is one I know you hear about a lot. And by the way, I got a note from Tasca that allowed me to come in here today without her. This is the first day without training wheels.
Solo, yeah, this is your solo flight.
I hope I do okay,
Tasca. You're doing fine. You're doing
she
fine.
Can listen to the podcast later. So social mirror is fascinating. And people will say, well, I boost my Facebook and I boost my Instagram. What's the difference if you guys do it? And we have, not only do we have a Meta product that advertises through Facebook and Instagram and now Threads, but also social mirror. And what that does is it literally will take a post from your socials mm-hmm. and then push it out as an ad across whatever devices, whatever platforms your target audience participates in.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where they go, what website, we pick the audience. And if that person on the other end holding their phone falls into what I like to call the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, you just, if your age, your location, your behavior falls into a certain set of parameters, then you're in our bucket and we're going to be able to deliver that social mirror, that social post to them as an ad.
That makes sense.
And it's far more effective than just a boost
mm-hmm.
of Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
Because we can control the behaviors, or we have a deeper list of behavior categories
mm-hmm.
than Facebook and Instagram have.
Interesting.
And we can go all across many other websites and apps, not just staying inside Facebook and Instagram. So that's just scratching a little bit of the surface, but social mirror is the first thing that jumped out at me when I got here and started looking at all this.
Sounds like a good one to me. It definitely can help promote your business. We're going to come back with Brian Prowitz, who is here with ADX Digital Marketing, to find out more about how our products can help your business grow right here on Pep Talk. And if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Brian Prowitz about ADX Digital. So tell us more.
Yeah, Meg. Well, thanks again for the time and the conversation for sure. So we talked about social mirror, which takes a social post, whether that's on Facebook, Instagram, or even TikTok, by the way, and we can make an ad straight from that post out there into the world, into the target audience that we determine is where we want to deliver those ads. There's another version of this when we're talking about social media that is Meta. So we can advertise inside Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, similar to what you might be able to do on your own. But there are some details around that make this product a little bit, more robust than just your regular boost. And so it's interesting. One of the things I've learned is, when we say digital marketing to clientele out there and customers that we have, they immediately think about social media as what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It goes way, way
There's
deeper
more
than
to
that.
It than that,
so much
right?
more than
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've heard Tasca talk about native ads, for instance, or display ads. Let's talk about display for a second.
Mm-hmm.
So a display ad could be as simple as just a banner ad that pops up on a person's cell phone
right.
when they're out there in the world doing
okay.
a thing. But we can take that so much further with video, and those display ads can be what's called native ads. And the native display ad sort of shows up on that website or that app that you're using and morphs a little bit so it almost matches the page that you're on or the app that you're on.
I've seen those. So you don't even realize you're looking at an ad because it looks like the content you're looking at.
Bingo. And that's okay. why
yeah,
this
those are
style
effective.
And this product is so effective. People's radar is dialed all the way to completely sensitive when it comes to being advertised to.
Mm-hmm.
They know it's an ad. But if you can reduce that brain reaction as soon as your eyes see the thing and the information is targeted correctly. So if I don't have pets and
right.
I get an ad or kids
mm-hmm.
and I get an ad for something pet or kid related,
right?
You just wasted the impression on me.
Yeah, you just ignore it.
But if I'm a left-footed sports fan with a knee problem, and you give me the chiropractic or the surgical or the whatever
therapy, that.
Now it's going to catch my eye.
Right, right.
And you're going to say, "I need that
mm-hmm.
now." And then the beauty of it is, once we know that they're interested a little bit, we can follow them.
Right, because you have the data, because you give the reports, too, to your clients.
Well, there's the reports, too, which is mm-hmm. like, you know, I mean, that's a whole nother. I was talking with one of our account executives this morning. We're going to go out and talk to a client, a customer, a friend, a member of our family.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was that we want to, there is no such thing here as set it and forget it. Some of the experiences that we hear about from people is, well, I bought the thing and now I don't even know what it was. And I paid for it and I don't know what it's doing. I don't know if it's effective.
Mm.
I can't tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want that. That is not how this works. We're a local company. This is a local business. We care about your local business. And we want customer service to be the best you've ever had.
Right.
So the reports come back monthly. And if you have the time and desire, and a lot of people are so busy, they're mm-hmm. just like, I trust you.
Right.
And that's fine. But we also want to show you, we delivered on that number of impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Your click-through rate was this.
Mm-hmm.
We drove this number of people to your website. Showing you the thing you bought is exactly, we did what we said we're going to do.
Which is great.
Crucially important.
Because mm-hmm. then if there is a miss in there, you know, God forbid, then you can adjust it. You
well,
can change
it,
you can retarget.
It does happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on top of it, you can adjust it. And
right.
every single person I've ever dealt with in digital marketing, client-wise, if you stub your toe or the beginning wasn't great or the thing, we need to adjust the copy.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. They understand it. What is unacceptable is if it goes for 3 months and never worked.
Correct.
And now you're back for the re-up.
Right. No,
that's not okay. No. So we're on top of it from the beginning. We check it often. There's an incredible team of really smart people paying attention to all of these things as we put them in. All the campaigns and products have a lot of experts looking at them to
mm-hmm.
make sure that it's working correctly. And then monthly you get reports that show, okay, this was the target. We hit it. We missed it. Here's how we're going to adjust it. And at the end, you should have a documented sort of history of here's how it went.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you're in love with everything that's happened.
Right. Your sales are up.
And we're rocking it for you. We want to move the needle for you.
Right.
And really nothing less is acceptable.
Well, and you've got just so many products to do that. So many yeah. different choices that people yep. have. Because you mentioned the social mirroring. You've mentioned the display ads. Are there a couple more we can talk about this morning?
Oh, absolutely. You bet. You know, I've got a whole long list here for sure. connected TV
mm-hmm.
is one of the ones you hear a lot about. So if I'm a business owner and I hear about connected TV, What that means is those streaming televisions that are on everybody's wall everywhere.
Right.
There are four in this room that are streaming, I assume. We can ping ads to that television based on who's watching it with your ad. And sometimes the business owner says, I don't have a 30-second commercial. What am I going to do? We can make a spot, a 30-second TV commercial out of one of your social posts.
Oh, cool.
Or some photographs that you have that you want to put in. Or we can help you produce a legit 30-second spot with help from contractors that we trust.
Excellent.
To get that done as well. So the thing I would encourage business owners to remember is you don't have to have the most amazing creative you've ever seen or go to some great big expense to make sure you have the perfect spot. We can take the content that you're already out there promoting and make compelling spots out of them to deliver either through digital display ads like I talked about or even make a 30-second commercial that we can run on television.
I love it. Excellent. ADX Digital Marketing, we're talking with Brian Prowitz. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in a minute. And you're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Just a couple minutes left, Brian, as we're talking about ADX Digital Marketing. How would you like to wrap things up this morning? You've done great, by the way, on your solo.
Oh, thank you.
Solo visit.
Very much. Well, I had you here.
You're flying fine.
Helping me through.
You're flying just fine.
Thank you very much. Well, let's make a good landing.
Okay, here we go.
Then. So as you hear about ADX Digital, just a couple of things. If you're interested, we love to come and sit down with you. If you can give us 30 minutes, and I look at it as an investment, if you can invest 30, 45 minutes and meet with one of us here, we can talk a little more specifically about what might be the best use of all this technology and all this fancy stuff we're talking about to fit your company's needs and your budget needs. This is a great time to think about the holidays. We have holiday product, whether it's radio or digital, if you know who and where your audience is, then we can fit the product, the way to promote your company to that audience. We've got it. We've just got it between, between what we're talking about here with digital and also obviously all of our great radio stations. So, the thing to do is to call Jeff at 850-262-6000. 262-6000. Ask for Jeff. One of our friendly and helpful account executives will stop by. We can talk for a little while, come back with a proposal that'll show you everything that you need to know to make a good decision, and then be with you the entire way. And one of the best parts of what we do, we call it optimization. We have a campaign manager is assigned to every single campaign, continually monitoring, optimizing your campaign. Because customer service is critically important to us here because, again, we're a local company just like you. We want you to win because we want to win, but we don't win until you do. And I think everybody in this entire building probably would agree with me on that for sure.
So, there you go.
Love to meet you. 262-6000. Ask for Jeff, and you will get Tasca or me or somebody coming down there knocking on your door.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. I think you did great for your first time out all by yourself on air. You did all right.
Thanks,
man. Hats off to you. Hats off to all our listeners today. I hope you enjoy the day off if you've got one. And if not, if you're working, hang in there. Have a great Monday. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.